Recording.
Great. Thank you, everybody. As I was saying, unfortunate with weather and we have conflicting meetings tonight. Our system, Granicus, that normally broadcasts our meetings can only handle one meeting at a time. So tonight we had two meetings, so shifted to a different system. So thank you for everything that's going to do some things up. All right. Vicki? As an experienced board member, would you like to chair the meeting until we get to the election of board and chair, or would you like me to do that?
Oh, that I can do that.
Okay.
Do we have a quorum? Yeah, we do. Okay. So we are starting the February 11th meeting of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. We are going to start with an introduction of all of the board members and our mayor and staff who are present. So I'll go ahead and start. My name is Vicki Handy. I am in the Willamette neighborhood, and I've been a Parks Board member for a long time. John, how about you?
I got to unmute myself. I'm John Lindman. I'm a member of the Hidden Springs neighborhood. I've been on the Parks Board now for about a year, but previously I was on it for 9 years. So this is actually my 10th year on the Parks Board.
Yeah, I remember working with you before, and that's why I went to you next. Okay, how about Todd?
Good evening. My name is Todd Olson, and I am in the Barrington Heights neighborhood. Been on the Parks and Rec Board for, I think, 4 months now. So thank you.
Great. All right. We have a new Parks Board member joining us tonight. Chris Owens, you want to introduce yourself and your neighborhood and why you wanted to be on the Parks Board?
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Chris Owens. I live in the Robinwood neighborhood, and just joined, obviously, back to Oregon after a long time in the Marine Corps, and back in 2017, moved to West Lynn, and we have just been enjoying being near and on the river and Mary Young Park and the other parks that we're still discovering. And just wanted to be part of this and be part of the energy going forward.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And welcome to Parks and Rec Board. How about Jane? Is that right, Jane Forbes?
There we go. Hi, I'm Jane Forbes. I live in the Skyline Ridge neighborhood, and I've been on the board a week now. So I also moved back to West Lynn a few years ago after being part of the military community for many years, and I'm excited to get involved in the community and see what all the parks have to offer and to help lead the Parks Board to a vibrant future.
Thanks, Jane. And what neighborhood did you say you lived in?
Skyline Ridge.
Skyline. Great. We're just getting the entire neighborhood. All right. Have I missed any of the, it's hard for me to see all of the names. Have I missed any of the Parks Board members here tonight? Then let's go on to our council liaison tonight and our staff.
Hi, I'm Jules Walters. I'm the new mayor of West Lynn. I've been wanting to be the Parks Board liaison for 3 years, so I had to run for mayor and then I got it. This is a great group. I'm appreciative of all of the work you do. The parks are really the crown jewel of West Lynn. And I just really appreciate all the work that you do to keep that going. And we have a lot of exciting projects on our Go Bond list. And I'm just looking forward to all of them coming to fruition. So thank you for your service. I can only stay on tonight for about 10 minutes because we have a police task force meeting. So I'll have to jump to that, but I will be here for a little bit.
Wonderful. Thank you. Glad to have you. Great liaison. Okay, so our marvelous staff who make everything happen. Ken, do you want to kick that off? And I think we have Tara tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we do.
Awesome.
So I've kind of met Chris the other day at a drop off, and Jane will meet one day. I do have a parks master plan and a trails master plan for you that I sent out online. I do have hard copies if we can connect sometime, but my name is Ken Warner. I'm the Parks and Recreation Director. I've been in the city for a long time. Took over the Parks Director only about 14 months ago. It's been a wild ride through pandemics, wildfires, and all kinds of things, but I'll voice Jules saying we have a great staff in our parks department that has been working very hard and will continue working for the community. And one of those is Tara, our recreation supervisor.
Tara?
Tara, you have no audio coming through. Well, Tara has started out in our park maintenance department years ago. She's been working on the recreation side of things for at least a decade. It seems like, I'm not sure, Tara, I apologize. I don't know exactly how long you've been on this side. Unfortunately, your audio doesn't seem to be working. So we'll kick it back to Vicki.
Great. Well, welcome to our newly restructured Parks and Rec Advisory Board. I'd like to take a look at tonight's agenda, and I seek approval for tonight's agenda. It appears that we will, after approval of agenda and summary notes, we will be doing election for board chair and vice chair. We can talk about that just a little bit. We will have community comments. We will then take a look at the 2021 board goals. And we always have an opportunity for items of interest from the board. And we always end with Parks and Rec updates. Do I have a motion to pass tonight's? Do we have to pass these, Ken? We do, don't we? Is there anything to add to tonight's agenda?
I move we have passed the agenda.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second.
Awesome. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. As the second page of our agenda. Yeah?
Ask if anyone opposes, just to make sure.
Sorry, I thought I heard everyone.
You could have, I apologize. I just want to make sure.
All right, then the agenda passes.
Thank you.
I do want to just point out, especially since this is a newly formed committee, that our Parks and Rec Advisory Board has a meeting protocol on the second page of the agenda, and that we will follow our protocol and ground rules. This outlines our protocol for community comments. And number four, I'll just read these in case you don't have it in front of you. We demonstrate collaborative teamwork. We promote innovative thinking and problem solving. We always sustain an environment and behaviors that are respectful of each other and all citizens and staff. We model listening for all stakeholders. And we will distribute minutes. Like I said, wanted to bring our attention to that. And as we start working together in a new board and a new year, I wanted to just bring our attention to this. This is how we intend to move forward. Any comments on our ground rules? Okay. So I'd like to go to the summary notes from our last meeting. Are there any changes, or do we have a motion to approve summary notes?
I'll move to approve the summary notes from our January 14th meeting.
I'll second that.
I think people are on mute.
Froze for one sec, Vicki.
Okay, there we go.
Froze. I think we're okay.
Tell you what, can you just raise your hand if you say aye? Raise your hand.
Aye.
Awesome. Aye. Opposed. All right. Summary notes are passed. So that takes us to election of board chair and vice chair. I just want to point out that the last time we did this, we made the decision to have a board chair and make everyone be part of the vice chair responsibilities. So just note that.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, you know, we can have a chair and a vice chair. We also have the option with our ordinance, what the council has established, to have co-chairs, you know, and share those views, certainly if that's an option of the board. So just to let everybody know.
So, Ken, what is your advice on how to proceed with this? First, shall we make sure that we're in consensus on, is it chair, co-chair, chair, vice chair?
Yeah, I think that makes sense to have that discussion, you know, whether you want one person to kind of have that responsibility, or you want to share it.
All right. Well, we have a lot of new people. I'll toss the ball to John. You've been around this activity for a long time. Do you have any opinions or suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easiest to just do just the chairman, and then, you know, if everybody else wants to be part of the co-chair, that's fine. I mean, whoever gets to be the chairman might miss some meetings for all sorts of reasons. We all, some of us are retired, some of us work. Most of us have families that will interfere occasionally with something that we don't anticipate. So, I think just the chairman is a way to fly.
Okay. All right. Is it okay if we call it a chairperson?
Yes.
I'm just teasing you. I'm sorry.
So Vicki, so just so we're all aware, based on our municipal code, you know, the chair shall technically preside at all meetings, be responsible for maintaining communication with the council liaison and city staff assigned to the committee, ensure the minutes are produced each meeting if staff is not in attendance, and a vice chair would take their role if they were absent. So, but, you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of the board can communicate with us, and, you know, we don't want to eliminate just to one chair, but.
Okay. The other members of the board, do you feel comfortable with John's suggestion of appointing a chair and then sharing responsibilities of vice chair if the chair happens to be absent? Raise your hand if you feel good with that. Yeah, okay. Tara, are you going to share something? Oh, okay. So let's. No,
she's muted.
So is there anybody who, what is our protocol? Do we nominate or do we volunteer?
Well, you would traditionally nominate. someone can nominate someone else. You can nominate yourself. You have a discussion and vote.
Okay. John?
I'd like to nominate you, Vicki, if that's something you can do. For those people that don't know Vicki, she can run a meeting better than almost anybody. And she's by far and away the most organized person I've ever seen on a board.
Wow, thanks. Thanks, John.
Here, here.
I could actually do it this year because all of my travel has been eliminated until the end of the year. So I would be happy to do that unless somebody else would like to take that role. So do you want to make, do we need to do a
motion?
Yeah, so
I'll be happy to move that we elect Vicki Handy, the chairperson.
Okay.
Of our board.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? I'll close my eyes. Anybody opposed? All right, then I'll be a chair and I'll be working with our liaison, Jules, which just makes me happier than anything. So that's great. All right, let's move on to community comments. Ken, do we have some members of our community who'd like to share some perspectives with us?
You're muted, Ken.
We have one, Mr. Tom Meyer, and Tara can unmute him and allow him for his community comments with you.
All right, Tom, if you can hold for just a second, I'd like to, for our new board members, just explain how we do community comments. We open all of our meetings with community comments. And we have a maximum of 5 minutes per person. The Parks Board members are asked to hold their questions. And if they do have questions, we limit it to 5 minutes. Question and answer, no more than 3 minutes. We don't have public comments during our agenda items unless invited by the chair. And a member of the advisory board will be responsible for timekeeper role using a timer. And so it's 5 minutes for the comments. And if there are any questions and answers, that's an additional 3 minutes. Of course, with all of our comments and questions, we follow our advisory board ground rules. Thanks, Jules. Can somebody take ownership for being the timekeeper?
Yeah, I can do that. I've got a digital clock here handy.
Thank you so much. So, Tom, we'd like you to introduce yourself to the board. We have a new Parks Board, and share your thoughts with us.
Good evening. Hey, it's a pleasure to meet the new board and to hopefully make a little progress in my longtime goal of ridding the parks of glyphosates, which is another name for Roundup. So I'm going to read some prepared remarks, and I invite you to, I've had difficulties in the last 2 months to get an appearance before you for some technical reasons I know not of. But at any rate, for tonight, I'd like to invite any Westland resident who is suffering with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma to call me at 503-957-8286 so that we can unite collectively and bring an end to glyphosate in our beloved Westland parks. If I don't find an executive means to ban glyphosates, I'll find a judicial or legal means of doing so with your help. That number again is 503-957-8286. I'm also building a Facebook website called glyphosate_me_not. You can track my whole history of contracting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and volunteering for the Westland Parks Department and my journey through a stem cell transplant to recover from the indiscriminate spraying of glyphosate in all Westland parks, and I've documented that. So 8 human beings assembled here tonight out of the roughly 26,000 Westland residents are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the glyphosate problem that plague Westland residents. With regard to the use of glyphosates and my proposal to ban such chemicals, I have appeared before this board now for the 7th straight month asking for an agenda item to discuss this ban. 8 neighbors from Skyline Ridge Neighborhood Association came complaining about the din of a pickleball and the resulting mental anxiety, and this board immediately sent a request to the City Council to close down Skyline Park and spent an estimated $20,000 on top of the renovation cost of $30,000 to bring the park back to the pre-renovation status and the absence then of 2 pickleball courts. I came asking for a relief from a disease which has no known cure, and with a stem cell transplant that currently offers me a 70% chance of surviving the next 5 years. Given these parallel requests, most would say that the latter has a more demanding and more pressing need for attention. Yet nothing has been done by PRAB in 6 months to answer the most important and primary goal of this board, that of caring for and protecting the health and wellness of every man, woman, child, and pet in Westland. Instead of compassion, I've been met with hostile words and even a one-finger salute by one of the board members while imbibing during a public meeting, as noted and witnessed by a City Council member. When will you take your job seriously rather than deferring to the City Council, who had no decision in making the beginning use of glyphosate more than 30 years ago? I challenge 2 of you tonight to motion for a discussion of a ban on glyphosate and to second that motion and to take an immediate vote to ban the use of glyphosate, referring the entire matter as necessary to the City Council. I placed before you earlier by email the names of over 400 Westland residents who, like me, have serious concerns about the use of a known carcinogen in Westland parks, which should be a place of refuge during this COVID pandemic. Let's begin now to take your responsibilities of protecting the health and safety of all Westland residents seriously. And as Laura Schlesinger would say, now go do the right thing. Thanks for listening to my plea on behalf of the 400 plus petitioners who have placed before you tonight asking for a ban on glyphosate. Perhaps you can amend your agenda as you can and discuss this issue and get a ban on glyphosate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom, for your testimony tonight. Are there any questions from any of our board members? All right.
Vicki, I do have one question, if I could. Tom, interested to, if you could just give a quick, what would you replace the Roundup with? What would you use in its place?
Well, I'm not an authority on that, but we have both the Portland Parks Division, Portland Parks, what would you call it?
Department.
Parks Department. They have banned glyphosate, as has Eugene. They would be much better than I to find a solution to the substitute of glyphosate. I mean, there's just no reason to use a known carcinogen. It's defined in California as a known carcinogen and Proposition 65. And I look at the scenario down at Tanner Creek Park, which I'm most familiar because I play pickleball down there. And the kiddie area is the lowest area in the surrounding 30 feet. And all of the watershed from the courts and from the picnic area drain into that kiddie area. And that kiddie area now is flooded with the glyphosates accumulated over 30 plus years because they were used by the Parks Department to mitigate weeds around the court and coming up to the kiddie area. So you're going to find that there's going to be a big legal problem. Both seniors and kids have the greatest vulnerability to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And, you know, it's interesting that Europe has a average daily allowance that's 1/5 of that that's allowed in the United States. So you're toying with the lives of seniors and kiddies more than anything. And when I see all that mud that's in the kiddie area, the accumulation of a chemical sludge for over 30 years. I warned the parents, you know, this area is compromised by Roundup, glyphosates. Don't allow your children to play in that area.
Okay, thank you so much. I know this is a tough issue, and our first agenda item is 2021 board goals discussion.
Mr. Meyer knows this, but I wanted to clarify a couple of things. So last year there was Skyline Ridge pickleball court came before the park board. We had a council member that directed the citizen advisory group to make a decision, which they don't have the authority to make. We've talked about that. This is a city council issue. It has been brought to city council's attention. Whether they want to address that or not, that's up to them. But if you want to make a recommendation that they hire a consultant, go through some studies, find out what alternatives are, what it's going to cost the city, then, you know, that's something the Parks Board can certainly do. Portland and Eugene, it's been spoken many, many times that they have banned glyphosates, Roundup or Ranger Pro are product names. Just recently, I sent out to a couple of city councilors who asked if that is in fact true. Unfortunately, it's not a true statement. If you look at their integrated pest management programs on their current websites, they list those as chemicals that are used under certain circumstances, just like West Lynn. Tanner Creek was only built in 2000, so we haven't had 30 years of glyphosates used. I just want to point out a couple of those things. I'll let you move on.
We appreciate the clarification on some of the details. Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right. Thank you, Tom, very much for participating tonight. So if we don't have any other community comments, the first discussion item is board goals. And with this, we take a look at what we want to accomplish over this next year. We have a really new board makeup tonight. And so we had started this discussion in December and had some ideas. But before we go there, what I'd like to suggest is I'd like to hear from each of the people, especially starting with our new folks, of what you had really hoped for the Parks and Rec Board to be able to accomplish this year. Do you have any thoughts? And that would be Jane or Chris?
Sure, I'll start.
Thanks, Jane.
After reading the plan that was put forth in 2017, I think that we should prioritize some of the items that have not yet been completed, and such as like access to the water, that kind of thing, and work on focusing on how best to accomplish these so items can be checked off the list, and then we can move forward with new items and then some of the smaller items which may take longer to accomplish.
Awesome. Okay. Chris, how about you?
I guess I don't bring any specific recommendations, but frankly, I think the recommendation just given is probably the best one. I'm still working my way through the 2019 master plan now.
Okay. Then I'll go to some of our more experienced board members. Todd, what are your thoughts?
So I think, you know, what we laid out and you helped put together for kind of working through issues, they included, you know, what new projects, GoBond projects, certainly interested in the waterfront stuff. There's a lot of use down there, and just I know that was kind of the top of the list for community, and so some, you know, I'd like to see us focus on that. Also, as I was going down through some of the other things we had talked about, was the park review for accessibility, safety, maintenance, invasive weeds, and those sorts of things. And I think that's partly where, you know, the conversation that Tom brings up can be had. And we propose that maybe we do that in time and deal with it this spring in front of, you know, when the summer season, when everybody's out in the recreation things. And you know, kudos to Ken's group for doing all the work they can on the parks, but I think we could probably provide some input just to help with that, or help figure out what the communities can do, whether that's ivy pulling or whatever.
Great. And John, what would you add?
Well, in the 10 years over the time that I've been on the Parks Board, one of the things that I've been really interested in is trails. Yes. And an area that we've all been concerned about for a long time is the trail that would hopefully go from Willamette Park underneath the bridge. We've certainly started on that. We've, you know, created a bike path that goes for a ways, but it would really be wonderful. I also coach high school cross country and track at West Lynn, and we don't run on Willamette Falls Drive. If anybody's ever been on Willamette Falls Drive, you know why you don't run there.
Yeah.
In between the cars and no place to be, if there was a path that went from Willamette Park, you know, underneath the bridge, it would be great connectivity between that area of West Lynn, and a great way to, you know, my kids at the high school could jump on that, and we'd get a, you know, a 6 to 8 mile run in and never be hardly on the roads. So that's an area that I have a lot of interest in, and I know Vicki, you do too. And it looks to me like we're going to have a new group looking at how we're going to develop the waterfront area. So the better we can get into that, I think I'd be really happy to work on that.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot of energy behind the Willamette Park, the trail, the waterfront, the water activities. That is a major part of the GO bond, is a major part of our master plan. And it sounds like a real focus for our energy this year. Would you agree? That's something I'm hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Excellent. As a priority. The couple of the other things that the outgoing board had identified, I'll just share these because screen share has been deactivated, Ken. And it's fine. One of the goals was to consider new approaches for community outreach and input. Especially considering public health emergency conditions, if there are ways to really reach out into our community. Ken, do you know if the city has a subscription to Social Pinpoint for community outreach?
I don't think we do, Vicki, that I'm aware of.
All right. And then we also talked about creating a 12-month agenda of with real specific dates for specific topics that are published now for the rest of the year, and really adding transparency and hitting on topics that frankly are usually a little controversial in our neighborhood, so that if people have strong feelings, they could come to that meeting and share their thoughts. And we mocked up an example. For example, it said January, February,
2021 planning, prioritizing projects, and building the 12-month agenda with board members based on Go Bond and Master Plan. But I think it was Todd who mentioned in August we had park review for accessibility, safety, maintenance, invasive species, etc. And you know, prior to that, kind of build a passport worksheet that go and check things out individually and then come meeting in August, preferably at a park to have that discussion. So without being able to share this, the idea was to put structure into our approach that allows us to be more transparent with the community on when we're going to talk about certain issues and focus on a priority such as the Willamette Park trail and water play area and access. That's a very large focus, so that in our meetings we are continuing our focus project, and of course hearing from staff all of the other smaller projects that are going on, but staying really active in the one, and then also having a segment for each meeting around a topic. It might be dog park planning for dogs. It some of the things that we had here were Westland dog planning programming review, the fact that you continue to do excellent recreation opportunities in a pandemic is amazing, but to just take that would be a night to take a close look at that. In June, taking the evening to really go over budget and plan review, because that's the end of the fiscal year. Volunteer recognition, and then the big one in August, park review for accessibility. In September, doing a plan review, kind of, are we actually following through on what we said we would? In October, we had perhaps a community engagement survey. November, a self-evaluation of our Parks and Rec Board. And December, of course, we end with planning for the upcoming year. So do we still, that was discussed in December. Does our new board want to identify meetings for specific discussion items and maintain our focus on kind of a primary big project and just get updates on the other projects? It's just being very deliberate here. So I'm seeing Todd nod.
Oh, Vicki.
Yeah.
Can I interject just for a second?
Yeah.
So this year, it sounds like our city council has a desire to get back to kind of setting goals and work plans and directing their citizen advisory groups. You know, some years council goals, you know, are big and maybe, you know, vague, and they have great intentions for them to direct, but they don't really provide those things for our citizen advisory groups. They're working on having their goal setting. I think it's probably about the first 2 weeks of March. I think they have a doodle pull out, and they have a person, a facilitator, is going to lead them through that process. So I think this is great in having these conversations, but I don't want you to lock in specifically too much yet, just because they may have goals, and we certainly want, or you know, they will want you to work on their goals, of course. And I can talk about some of these things if you want. I was going to anyway, but just kind of about budgets and when they work and how they work. And, you know, so whatever you guys want to, you know, come up with as a board, we can try and fill in the gaps and what's going to happen as staff as we enter the budget process. As we speak right now, we're working.
Well, one of the things we could do is take a collaborative approach that says, we would like to recommend to the board as they set goals that the Parks and Rec Advisory Board identifies these two efforts as important to us and in alignment with the GO bond and with our master plan. So I'd like to maybe separate these out where it almost feels like there's three pieces. One is we want to focus on, as our big focal point is the GO bond project of the trail and water access and water sports, that whole piece out of that GO bond as kind of our focal point for the year. So that's part one. Part two, that we put together a transparent kind of schedule of key topics for discussion in our meetings. And then the other group of goals that were discussed really have to do with being a really healthy and collaborative and positive board who really listens to the community and tries to do the best for the community, and that we may even have some fun along the way. So do you want to, first off, does the board want to make a recommendation to City Council that's an input to their goal setting? Yes?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Jane, do you think that makes sense? All right. So as part of that recommendation, I don't want to confuse the issue. What is the official label for the whole Willamette Park, including the trail, including access to water and the water sport piece? Does that cluster of activity have a label that we can refer to? You're on mute.
The most common thing said at Zoom meetings, you're on mute. So there are three pieces to that in reference to our GO bond. You have GO bond, and it's bond project 1816, and it's at Willamette Park, and that is non-motorized boating launch, pathway, and parking. So that's on the mouth of the Tualatin, where that access point is. The second one is BD 1817, which talks about the city in partnership with Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. There is a fishing dock, we call it the catwalk, between the mill and the historic bridge at Historic City Hall. And there's money to improve a trail down to that catwalk and you know, just improve the area. And the third one is BD 1818, which is Willamette River Waterfront Access and Park. That was what came out of, you know, truly came out of the master plan with that, you know, riverfront. Complexity of that project, let's just throw it out there, is that the city owns zero of the land. It's owned by about three different entities. PGE owns about 90% of it. You know, they actually own about 90% of Willamette Park. We have a long-term lease, if you don't know that. But there is the old pond that was in ownership by Clackamas County Water Environment Services, which has now been sold as in and is in private ownership. And as you go downriver, Willamette Paper Mill has the second pond going down the Willamette from Willamette Park. And they have a long-term lease with PGE. So they are certainly in a conversation as we talk about a trail. And then the rest of it is pretty much owned by PGE. So, not only is it a big project that we had envisioned with our master plan, there's a lot of conversations that have to happen to help us get there. But it's certainly, the bill bond has $700,000 budgeted in that line item. But to make things a little more complex, those three items we just talked about were the items that our previous city council voted on and said, you don't really need all this money right now. So we're going to take a project, which is a systems development charges fund, the White Oak Savannah Nature Play. We're going to move that through a bond project so that can get done right now. So that's $425,000. It got moved into our GoBond projects that kind of in essence just in theory came out of those three projects. Now, what a current council will do and how they will look at these projects and prioritize things, if they do, I don't know. So just kind of so you're aware of the moving pieces that are making things complex.
Wow. What are the ramifications of that? Because the GoBond language did target these types of these initiatives that were in line with our master plan. Is it legal for a council to swap it around like that?
Well, I certainly think so. If you recall, the GoBond actually didn't specifically identify park projects. I mean, they kind of identified three buckets of money. There was parks, there were city facilities, and then there were transportation. And, it certainly didn't identify all these projects, the 44 projects we have in parks. Those were actually approved in September of 2018, 4 months after the bond was approved. So, I think they certainly have the authority. Our city attorney, was involved as this happened, so I would assume it's legal. The implications are potentially that, not every project in the GoBond can spend systems development charges money. In simple terms, systems development charges can only be spent on amenities that increase capacity. We will have to maybe pull something out of the bond that can use SDC funds later, or just because we clearly right now that fund doesn't have the money to do everything they had originally planned. And I guess I'll just say this too. Through all of these projects, the GoBond, some projects are done, and I'll send out that report again. Some of them aren't as important as other things right now. So there may be conversations 4 years later about how does that capital improvements program change, if it does, because our next one is 2022, which starts July 1, and it's a six-year capital improvement program. So, it always changes, so this council or may not have the priorities and they may want to do something else with GoBond money. That's just conversations that could happen.
So, I want to honor the fact that the majority of comments from the board had to do with these GoBond projects, and perhaps we could entertain a motion to recommend to the council for goal setting to focus on GoBond 1816, 1817, and 1818 for implementation in 2021 as discussed by the Parks and Rec Board in alignment with the Westland Master Plan. What do you think of that?
So Vicki, we're currently in 21, that expires in June. So our next biennium is 22 and 23 that starts July 1st of 21.
Okay. So for, so shall we say, planning through the 2021 and implementation in 21-22, was that? No, you said the biennium starts in 22, right?
Yeah, yeah. July 1 of 21 actually is the first day of fiscal year 22.
Okay. All right. Does that, I'm trying to honor what people came with, and this is in alignment with the previous board as well. Board, do you feel like this is important to make sure that the city council has our input on?
Vicki, this is Todd, if I may interject. I think so. You know, I think city council's aware of the interests of the community and the waterfront. I'd be very surprised if they didn't give any time or effort to that this whole year. And so, you know, I think generally there should be some alignment if we move forward in the recommendation of this to city council. And I think we do need to be somewhat specific, and maybe what we say is to encourage planning and, you know, near-term implementation of the projects and not be date certain. Basically, we need to get the ball rolling and then get some momentum.
Excellent. Great. Any other thoughts from the board?
I've got a question, Chris. I'm looking at the projects on the GO bond on the Westland website here, and it's, for instance, 1818 says project dates July 2020 to June 2021 or beyond. Is there a time limit when this money must be spent, or is that, that's not coming up at the end of the June 21 end of the fiscal year, is it?
No, traditionally, you know, the conversation that the finance department will have with bond council is kind of, they like to spend the majority of the money in the first 3 to 4 years. Now, what they're really looking for, we just had this conversation, is you really have to have a plan to spend the money. It's not that you physically have to have it spent, you know, because the projects that we're talking about are multi-year projects, you know, with community input, the negotiations, the conversations, the consulting, everything on the river, if you're not aware, takes a lot more time, a lot more permitting and things. So, you know, when the GO bond page on the website was set up, you know, they plugged in what they anticipated, and for both transportation and parks, those will certainly be adjusted, because, you know, we don't have any external project management hired or anything. It's just our staff, and you know, we're doing everything as fast as we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other thoughts?
I think it's a good goal to present to the city council. I'd be for it.
So I've just been writing down your words. Let me see if I captured it. Parks and Recreations Advisory Board recommends to the City Council, for their consideration and goal setting, to focus on the planning and near-term implementation for GO Bond 1816, 1817, and 1818. This recommendation is based on our discussion of priorities in alignment with the Westland Master Plan.
Yeah, good.
I'll put forth a motion to move that forward.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, that passes with everybody. Okay. Super. So then the other two parts that the outgoing board recommended that I encourage us to consider are that one is just procedural, that we maintain a positive forward action, forward looking board, and all of our protocols and ground rules follow that. That's not a real, as they say, SMART goal, but I think that it's probably helpful for us to make a statement of, you know, collaboration and positive forward action. And then the second is to increase transparency and be able to close certain discussions, that we identify, here's a community discussion where we will look at the pros and cons and make a recommendation to the board on key discussion points. And it would be really nice if somebody comes to Ken and says, Ken, what are you going to do with our orange post-its? What are you going to do? And Ken can just look and say, you know, that's on the agenda for our July meeting. What I'd like for you to do is make sure that you're there. Here's the date and time. And thank you very much. Sorry, I'm just, I don't mean to be flippant in any way, but just having a structure that allows for transparency, allows us to deal with important issues, but also not let the same issues bog us down in every single meeting. Is that was important to the outgoing board, but I want our goals to really reflect our current board. Are there any thoughts? And I'll start with Todd and John, because you were part of that discussion.
Yeah, I think that totally is consistent with how we had previous discussions on it. And it's a good step in moving forward. It brings structure. And so everybody can prepare for that meeting and we know what's going to be on that meeting. We're not blindsided within the meeting. So that we can just stay focused and have good discussion around it. So I totally support that.
Okay, right. John, any thoughts?
Yeah, for Chris and Jane, I think one of the things that you need to know about this particular board is that, at least in the time that I've been involved with it over a decade or so, is that it spends a lot of time reacting to complaints about whatever, you know, if it's not something in the dog park, it's something in a park, that sort of stuff. And we don't spend a lot of time sometimes dealing with things that we come to the board to do, you know, like, let's see if we can make a trail system better. Let's see if we can make a park better. Let's see if we can put a bathroom in a park. We do that, but we also tend to go over and over and over. And that's community coming. When community wants something in this particular town, they tend to come back and come back and come back until they ever get whatever they want, or we all go crazy and just say, there it is. So I think the idea of having something like that will at least say that, you know, we're gonna look at this instead of making an agenda, which is just a response to who raised their hand and complained about something they didn't like in the parks.
John, I could not have said that better myself. So Chris and Jane, what are your thoughts on this?
I think the goals are good. I don't have any objection to it. I guess I'm kind of mulling what John said. To me, it seems like, you know, we have our ideas about the priorities and things we need to drive forward. And I think that's important. But, you know, I think hearing from the community about the things that are happening in the parks near their houses, the waterfront or whatever, it has got to be part of it too. I mean, isn't it? I mean, that seems to be kind of why we're here too, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're the entry point before they would go to the city council to complain, right?
I think that it goes without saying that we would always have community comments in all of our meetings, and that we would always be listening to what people have to say. But as you heard from our community comment tonight, you know, there's frustration if a person says over and over and over again, I have an issue, and we don't face it and put it to bed one way or the other. And so it's like, okay, we've heard community comments along these lines. This is the day we're going to make a recommendation for city council to go this way or this way.
And I get that. And I'm just asking questions as the new guy here, but like with Mr. Meyer's issue, apparently he's been here multiple times, but we're not the venue. And it sounds like he's been told before that we're not the venue for a solution. I mean, so I guess my question then is that fairly common then, that even though we're not a decision body, and that the recommendations or the issue has been forwarded to the council who is, people still come back to us?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
So the other thing is we can explore some ways to not just make this transparent, but do outreach that, you know, let's say I'm making this up, in May we're going to talk about orange post-its. If we know that kids love orange post-its, maybe we can, you know, send something to the schools and say, hey, here's a way to input, and, you know, maybe we can use there are lots of options for remote community input that I think we really should be exploring. I think it just allows us to be much more deliberate and actually hear from more than one person. For those of you who don't know, I'm a consultant. I work with government agencies, usually state agencies, and community input has really devolved during pandemic. Because, you know, we don't have group meetings, we don't have, you know, invitations out. So I think that this would allow us to connect with the community in a more authentic way. It's just a thought. So how about if we put it all together? I take lots of notes.
Vicki, I have something to add.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jane.
That's okay. For the monthly goals, mm-hmm. that we're still on, is that it would be nice if we had a way to look at what's going on as far as the GoBond measures and the plans for each month to see how we've progressed, so we can see change over time, mm-hmm. and see actual change in expenditures and projects, and have and know how close we are to getting some of these things done. And so we can, you know, how far it'll be in 6 months, 2 years until some of these goals are accomplished, as far as the GoBond and then the other master plan items that we've talked about and that are published that we know the community wants. So the survey's been done, the information's been collected. We know what the community wants, and we'd like to strive towards accomplishing these goals. And how can we do that? And to see this measured progress, I think would be very helpful each month. So some sort of maybe report from the department as to what's been accomplished that month and what's been spent on each area, so we know how we're progressing.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to take a stab at putting this all together. PRAB recommends to the City Council for consideration and goal setting to affirm our intent to go forward in collaboration with each other, City Council, and the community. Kind of a nice global statement. And then we already have the piece of our motion that's already passed, the focus on the GO bonds. And then we want to create a 12-month schedule of key topics for board discussion to increase transparency, community engagement, and to address key topics. Additionally, we commit to continuing monthly community comments and request monthly reporting on our GO bond projects, I'll just say projects, from staff. Did that cap that last line? Did that capture it, Jane?
Well,
I feel like I'm missing it.
I might say, I mean, at every meeting, Ken gives us an update on what's happening in the parks. And that always includes where things are at with the GO bond. So, that, you know, there's 10 or 15 minutes at every meeting, Jane, where, and it's usually at the end of the meeting, well, Ken will just describe what's going on. I mean, like when Sunset Park was being built, you know, talked about that and where that was at and that sort of thing. Because there are a lot of things going on with the GO bond. So that if you're interested in where all that's going, I mean, he already does that. I mean, I don't know what else he can do unless you want that written out instead of just saying that we're going to talk about it. But he does give us that information every month.
Oh, what we could do is a project status update that's just sent out with the first agenda of the month. And then it's just updating the numbers off of a master project plan. I also don't want to add a lot of burden to staff to kind of leverage what they're already doing.
I'll just address that a little bit. So as Chris was looking at earlier, there is a GO bond financial page on the city website, and it goes into, you know, each project. It has, you know, simple things in there, and it has the financial status. Now, certainly that is not as granular as some people would like, because it's giving you, you know, the amount budgeted, the amount that's been spent and remaining. I try to give you a little more detail in a simple file. The complexity of and I completely understand what Jane is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The dilemma that we have as a city, and specifically in our Parks and Recreation Department, we, for three bienniums, our motto has been, we do more with less. Mm-hmm. Staff is being reduced. We have no outside project management for 44 park projects, or $2.5 million worth of projects and facilities that have been placed in my portfolio. So I'm really the one person. We have a park maintenance staff, and we have, you know, 4 FTEs on the rec side that are doing all the programming. So we are talking to our new city manager about these issues, you know, of how we're going to manage things, because, you know, we were a lean staff as a city prior to the GO bond. And now you have a GO bond that is, you know, stacked things on top of that, which is fabulous to have the money. But to get the granular stuff that Jane, I think you'd like to see every month of where did the money go and what are we doing, I don't have the man hours. I mean, until they decide to do something differently with managing these projects, I will certainly, you know, send out the report that I try and let you know what the projects are, what's happening with them a little better. But I don't know how I could do that. I'm certainly willing, you know, call me anytime, shoot me an email, I'll answer every question, but to come up with project management for every single project. I can tell you what's happening on every one of them, but to take time and type it all up, I just don't have it.
Ken, wouldn't that be addressed with if we're asking for focused, prioritized planning for GO bonds 18, 16, 17, and 18, the first step would be project management and, I think that that goes, maybe we need to spell it out because that's definitely addressed in our analysis and Parks and Rec master plan that our current staffing levels have amazing people, but the FTE is inadequate for doing all of the things that we just sustain, let alone try to build. So project management would be part of, if we look at 16, 17, 18 together, that definitely, if we look at all of those together, those funds have to be, part of that has to be for project management and planning, right? I would assume.
It needs to be, absolutely. The dilemma that we find ourselves in is that, the money, there was not a lot of money set aside for those soft costs. So the GO bond budget had $100,000 for a shelter in the clean house. That's what the shelter costs, but the soft costs weren't budgeted, and we're going to pay $25,000 just to get that project full land use at the McLean House. So the project itself, right, that's a project that's just about ready to be have that turned in from McKenzie, who's developing that with our friends group. So that project is ultimately $25,000 short of what was told to the friends of the Phoenix they have to deal with. So those haven't always been built in. I'm letting council know every project now that if you say $200,000, that means it's architecture, it's consulting work, it's engineering, depending on the project, which can eat up a quarter of that project. We're currently working on the non-motorized boat project that you want to emphasize, and working with Oregon State Marine Board on the possibility of a grant, but we're in an area where we have cultural studies, we have to do permits with FEMA. We have hydrology studies, all those things next to the river. We'll probably have close to 100,000 in consulting fees just to get to our own planning department. And that's kind of what everybody doesn't realize about project costs. And if we hire a project manager, that's another X amount of dollars if I can't manage it myself and manage those consultants on multiple projects. So that's how it kind of compounds itself. But I agree, we're having those conversations. How do we get these done? And the ones you're talking about are some of the bigger ones. That waterfront part, is almost a mini master plan of some type.
Mm-hmm.
Idea, and it's a great idea, but we need community input, we need to talk to property owners, and all those things to go along with that, which is hours of work with people.
So, okay, I've gone from writing notes to typing notes. I have Parks Rec Advisory Board recommends, to the City Council for consideration and goal setting. 1, affirm our intent to go forward in collaboration with each other, City Council, and our community. 2, focus prioritized planning for near-term implementation for GO bonds projects 18, 16, 18, 17, 18, 18, based on our Parks and Rec master plan and the Parks and Rec board discussion on prioritizing projects. This should include the project planning, community engagement, project management, and reporting. And then third, support our intent to publish a, well, at this point, it'll be a 10-month topic discussion to increase transparency and community and the opportunity for community engagement. So there's three parts of this. Should we already voted that we should make the motion to focus prioritize planning for near-term implementation for GoBond, blah, blah, blah. Do we feel the need to add this should include the project planning, community engagement, project management, and reporting? Or is that unnecessary?
I kind of think it's unnecessary. I mean, I think they get that. I mean, if they don't get that, can I let them know?
Well, I can't imagine doing a large project without project management resources. That's kind of, you'd think that they would know that.
I think too, if, you know, if everything aligns towards those projects, we'll have plenty of opportunity to provide further input and can really stress that point as it goes forward.
Okay, good. All right. So we leave it the way that we approved it. Do we want to add the request that they support our intent to publish a 12-month topic discussion to increase transparency and opportunity for community engagement? Just getting that out and publicizing it.
You know, I'm not so sure that the city council needs to say it's okay for us to do that.
Yeah, good point, John. That's our procedural.
If that's kind of what we'd like to do.
That's the thing.
Good point.
Then it would be reasonable to do it. I mean, I think mm-hmm. if we're going to do that, though, we kind of get a chance for everybody. You almost need to do it not at a meeting because it's going to take a long time, but on the internet where people can kind of say, what do you want to put when? That sort of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So do we feel the need to add, there were lots of words that came out of December and I just kind of put them into one sentence, affirm our intent to go forward in collaboration with each other, city council and the community. Do we need
That's
to?
Cool.
Okay. So that adds a sentence to our motion. Does anybody want to make a motion to amend our motion to include that additional sentence?
Well, I made the motion.
Yeah, so I'll make I'd like to add an amendment to the motion of what you just said.
Okay.
However that works.
Do we have a second?
Sure.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Okay, easy. Thank you. So I just want to note that it's 7:00 we still have items of interest from the board, if we have any, and then the Parks and Rec update. We can go one of two ways. Procedurally, we can identify, yeah, this is what we'd like to focus on for the next 10 months, or we can, I'd be happy to put together a form that can be sent out email for folks to, you want to just do that through email? Okay.
Hey, Vicki.
Yeah.
What I can do a little bit is maybe work with you just to talk about timing of some things, like March's agenda information, because that's a key time that we're working on budgets, because it's going to be approved June 1st. Right. You know, City Budget Committee is going to probably start meeting in April. So that's, you know, hopefully by then we can do a budget and capital improvement plan overview and talk about Gold Bond Parks projects overview and you know, what that whole budget and capital improvement program, at least up at that time, is going to look like.
Okay.
So, and we can certainly add other things. I mean, but I just let you know that that's kind of a good timing for that, I think. Either March or April for sure. If there's something in March you guys want to do, we can do April also. So that we can just have those conversations if you want. I mean, about what months work for whatever you want to come up with.
So I wrote, Vicki will work with Ken for the first draft of the 10-month agenda points, then send it out to the board to gather input through email prior to our next meeting.
And hopefully council has their goal setting and actually, you know, maybe provides goals that they would like you to work on and a work plan of some type that fits in with all these great conversations.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else that we want to address for goals prior to seeing what the city council has for us? Can we close that agenda item? I'm seeing nodding heads, I'll take it. Were there any items of interest from the board that aren't on the agenda? I forgot to ask that when we started. Okay. Then why don't we go into Parks and Rec updates, Ken?
Sure. Thanks. So I apologize, Tara. You have no voice tonight. So on the recreation side of things, you know, our staff at the Adult Community Center and our recreation staff have been working very hard on programming. As you know, recently they changed some things where we could start doing some small pods with classes of up to 6 people. You know, we were doing some drive-through events. They did a Valentine's Day drive-through this week at 3 different parks, and we're giving away plants and goodie bags to kids and families. Got some nice compliments from the community. They did a great job. Our Duke Community Center staff was planning a drive-through event tomorrow, which with current weather, we've postponed until next Wednesday. And they've been working hard to, you know, connect with those most vulnerable in our community. Some of you may or may not know, during the holiday season, they took our bus out and delivered cookies to members of our community center around the community, and just trying to, you know, make sure everybody's okay, you know, because those people tend to be isolated, you know, at home and you know, as vulnerable people not going anywhere. As you probably know, tomorrow, Clackamas County, along with Multnomah and Washington County are moving from extreme risk category to high risk category, and that's something to cheer about, believe it or not. So that opens the doors a little bit more for us with some of our classes that we can still use, you know, indoor recreation, indoor fitness, you know, 25% of your capacity or up to 50 people. We are certainly conservative and not pushing any limits that OHA has put out, but we are still trying to provide those dance classes, youth programs, and adult programs that our community can get out from behind these screens and do something. Another part of our staff has been working very closely with all of our nonprofit youth sports organizations, Girls Lacrosse, Boys Lacrosse, soccer, baseball, softball, as you know, we outdoor recreation guidelines houses sports. So we are having all of our youth sports submit their return to play guidelines that they will be abiding by. We're trying to allocate fields in the next couple of weeks. Right now, the school district, besides their high school sports, that has kind of been doing some conditioning and skills things, they're not going to open fields to any of their trusted partners until kids are actually back in the classroom. So, you know, depending on when they ultimately let kids in the classroom, it's scheduled still, I think, for February 22nd with the little kindergartners. Some of the youth sports groups may start to use school fields along the city. If schools happen to not open, you know, that puts a real crunch on all of our youth sports because, you know, at least half of the fields that everybody uses are gone. You know, those are just things we're trying to work through to meet all the needs. On the parks side, I will send out, I just updated today, the parks project worksheet, and that will go out. It's been a challenge, as you may know, working on all the projects, a lot of low-hanging fruit we're working on, and working with consultants in our planning department to get things done. COVID-19, as I said before, we have one facilities person, Jeremiah, is our facilities manager, and that's a separate budget that falls in my portfolio under Parks and Recreation. So we've been working hard to, you know, keep all our employees safe, all the COVID precautions in the buildings. Most recently, we were tasked with going into the procurement business and repairs, buying tents, heaters, tables, chairs, gas hoses, all those little carports you see around the city of Willamette, down in Robinwood, Salty Rhino, Wood City Club. Those were all things that we procured with CARES Act money to try and help our local restaurants. So we're still filling propane tanks for them on a weekly basis. They come, and you know, we have a staff person that will pay for propane to support those local businesses. We do that 2 days a week, about, you know, 2 hours a day. So COVID has been complicated for us also, and dealing with guidelines and amenities in our parks. We're looking at, you know, trying to figure out what spring looks like, planning summer events, and what, and they're working on different tiers of where the guidelines might be and what risk level we might be at as Clackamas County as we move into summer. How can we have concerts? Can we have movies? You know, what does the Oakland Fair look like? You know, we're not too optimistic about those giant events, but can we take pieces of those at some point and, you know, provide opportunities for our community? Any questions on anything that, that I can address tonight for you? You're on mute.
Do you have any pain points that are just really troubling you right now that you need the support of the board to maybe break through, or it's like, yeah, this is on the table and boy, it's a tough one.
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, we have a new city manager who's been here about 4 months, and Jerry Gabriel Altos has been doing a great job. You know, he's, I think, getting his feet under him and starting to understand the topics that, that are on the table, and, you know, Bill Bonds and all the things. We have a new city council, as you know. They're getting ready to appoint the fifth one next Tuesday, I think it is. And not, you know, I don't think the board can help, but I think, you know, we, as it pertains to, you know, bonds and projects and capital improvement plans, what are their goals? You know, what do they want to see going forward? Just like you, the Parks Go Bond projects are from, they were approved in September of 2018 by City Council, but they were developed, you know, around 2017, early 18. So they're, you know, almost three and a half years old. Does this council have different priorities than that one? Do they want to see something else get done? You know, you know, those are the conversations that we have. The big things for me right now are the two big projects coming up. You know, the previous council had allocated $1.8975 million to Historic City Hall, working with the coalition, the renovation. The other one is almost $800,000 for Robinwood Station renovation. So trying to work on, you know, management agreements and bond counsel, invest money in the facilities, what financial aspects can happen after that, can they pay rent, can they not? You know, we're getting all those answers. But, you know, council needs to have those conversations once again about which project was first. I'm concerned, you know, whichever project you bid first may get the project done. The second one may not, because we have a limited finite amount of money right now, and bidding projects during the pandemic is scary. If you bought a 2x4 lately, they've gone up about 200%. It's kind of just getting input to be able to put the whole package together going forward in the new biennium. So it's just a challenging time, I think, for everybody, but we'll move forward. I don't know if that answered your question, Vicki.
Okay.
I think asking them to set some goals for you, I think, is fabulous. As you know, and John, you've been around, you know, the council hasn't always set goals that connect necessarily to citizen advisory groups, or they're kind of those lofty things that we can say, oh yeah, we kind of connect, but it doesn't really direct where they'd like you to do some work. So I think that's great, and hopefully, you know, that's what happens.
Is there a SharePoint site with the city that we could use for Parks and Rec board, advisory board, for key documents? You guys have a SharePoint?
We're not utilizing it now. I think we can certainly reach out to our IT department. You know, as you know, Vicki, as a government agency, you know, all these things go through our IT and security issues, and you know, send me a couple names that you really like, and we'll, you know, see what we can do and get some things set up. But I don't have that authority to say, oh, let's go use it, you know, in our system. But
well, I was just thinking that it might be really helpful to have a document management option that the board could keep all of our key documents, the master plan and the project plans for key GO bond projects that are under parks, our minutes, you know, just all of the key pieces. And you know, one of the things we talked about in December is having a better way of onboarding our new board members with the information they need. It's just a thought. I was looking through all of our notes from December, and that was something that we had talked about, is doing a better, more deliberate approach to onboarding and making information available.
Part of that ties into, you know, if you go to agendas and meetings on the city website, you know, public records laws, you know, the city has established where those are, you know, where they go. I would just say, I don't want to create more work for Tara or someone, you know, on the administrative side, and we have to go put it somewhere else, but we still have to put it here. I know it may not be ideal. We can certainly have those conversations.
Well, alternatively, if there's just one email that goes out, and you can say, save this if you're Parks and Recs board, and have hyperlinks to all of the key documents if they're already, you know, on the website, so that if we need to reference something, all of us have access to that. I don't know. Tara, do you think crazy?
They're there, and you can, you know, you can go search a certain amount of time frame, and you can just go pick Parks and Rec Advisory Board, and it'll just pull up our meetings. But, you know, it doesn't actually search. You still have to go to an agenda and look what was on it. You know, it's not ideal, I guess.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to take ownership for it, but if I get a little bit of time, I might just send something out to the board with some hyperlinks to key documents that everyone should have access to.
Right. And we can certainly help with that. It's just, you know, I'm not sure another system is ideal for us, but we can certainly send us information and we can float it through a city reporter, public records, and all those things.
Thank you. Are there any other updates that you want to share with us?
So I don't know if you know, the county is repairing a forced sewer main in Maddox Woods. They're replacing 600 feet down there. They had a leak. They're rerouting it through a trail easement. It's going to make it a little easier if something else happens again. That will probably take them through the end of February. That happened about 6 days ago. I don't have any more right off the top of my head, Vicki. I'll get the document out. Good busy week with storms and trees and floating docks being torn off the banks of our rivers and fun stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right. Are there any other discussion points from the board? Then I'd like to close the meeting, and it's 7:12, and we'll move our motion forward, follow up on our action plan, and see you in a month.
Cool.
Any thoughts or feedback on making our meeting better? Collaborative, just any suggestions? Okay. I want us to have a positive year. So if you want to see a change in protocol or process or anything, I want us to raise it and move forward with it. Okay. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everybody. Be safe during
Yeah.
Be safe. I'm not snowing in Westland, but drive safe or stay warm.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.